Jones is still learning the ropes here, but he understands the economic challenge is different for the east and west sides of the county.
On the west side is mainly a strategy where we will be looking at more economic diversity, trying to strengthen what we already have. And then on the eastern side, we'll be looking at trying to do more business development expansion there, building upon the anchors that we have within the region as well.
Reviewing his background, he said his roots are based in the Rocky Mountain states.
Well, I was born in Denver, Colorado. I'm a construction brat. My father worked for a large construction company called Morrison Knutson Company for 42 years. We were transferred around the country growing up on different projects. I graduated from college from Brigham Young University, and from there I spent time working as a land use planner and economic developer in Los Angeles, southern Utah, and most recently in Idaho. The last position I was in the city of Moscow. I was the executive director of the Moscow Urban Renewal Agency and the economic development specialist for the city of Moscow.
He said the economy in Moscow, Idaho, was centered on education.
In Moscow was mainly a town that was anchored by a university. The University of Idaho was the primary employer. It was not on any type of a major highway. Did not have a major airport in close proximity. The closest major airport was 85 miles away. So probably transportation and isolation was the items that were most challenging.
Boise, Idaho is also a college town, but its business climate is different.
I was the economic development director there for a period of 10 years, and Boise was a very fast-growing city. There was a lot of land that were available. It was also the only city during the time when I was there prior to consolidations, a city that was less than 200,000 in population that had seven Fortune 500 companies anchored there. And so because of that, there was a lot of civic leadership, a lot of private sector leadership, and they were able to grow dramatically. Now they also, you know, because of that growth, and a lot of it was in the construction trades, when the recession hit in 2007, then they faced some significant challenges like many other communities.
Why does the county need an economic development director? Jones said it doesn't have to mean a focus on more rooftops. It can look at the better, not the more, as he put it.
And that can come through job training. That can also come through what economists refer to as import substitution. Because we have a large number of people that are moving every day throughout the county, some outside the county and some that are being imported into the county, then we have kind of a difficult jobs-housing balance here. And when we have that, then that can lead to impacts that nobody's really happy with. So if we can diversify the economy and lessen the number of vehicle trips within the region, we can kind of have a triple bottom line where more people are working here. We're also improving the environment through vehicle trips that are lessened, and hopefully the economy continues to grow.
Jones said there are four basic ways to approach the economy.
One is through the expansion of local industry. The other is through startups of new business. And then the third is attracting new industry to your community. Now, a lot of times that's the sexier of those three, but business retention expansion is usually where your bread is buttered on. And so it would be my, at least from my perspective, is to first meet with our existing industry, find out how we can strengthen our existing industry and what they need going forward. And that can be everything from helping to shorten the permit review cycle on building permits when they need to get something accomplished in an expeditious fashion. It can also be helping with workforce development. And then, of course, the fourth way to grow is, like I mentioned before, is through import substitution.
Summit County's new Economic Development Director, Jeff Jones. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.